Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the first minisode of season 17. If you're new to listening to the show, this is kind of a teaser before our second episode on Friday. And as mentioned previously, during October we will be upping our minisodes to twice a week. So you'll receive one on Monday, one on Wednesday, and then of course a dark paranormal episode on Friday. And with that extra episode on a Monday, we'll be taking a short look at some of the more famous cases that we haven't covered in a long time. Whereas Wednesday's minisode will remain listener experiences, and today's experience comes from someone who wishes to remain anonymous. Hi Kevin, I'll keep this email anonymous as I don't want to disturb my younger family members if they listen to the show. I've already shared some of these stories with friends, so they may recognise me, but hopefully not. I'm seeking a bit of catharsis in writing this out. There are more tales than this, of course, but these are the ones that have bubbled into my head when listening to your show, so they felt the most appropriate to send in. I honestly don't know if these vignettes are paranormal, creepy, or just the outcome of a very damaging upbringing. Maybe a bit of all three. I'll let you and your listeners decide. I have felt an alignment with some of the stories you've already read, so thought this would be a good place to share mine. I will say that I was brought up in a right-wing, fundamentalist Christian household, one that believed in curses, dark magic, demons and fallen angels. Mum and Grandma believed that everything negative that happened was because someone had cursed them. Their reward for suffering would be in heaven. I remember being terrified in church. The lights were often kept low during services. People shouting in different languages, crying, being what's called slain in the spirit, or fainting from God's glory. Young girls were encouraged to marry older men, myself included. I was afraid and disturbed all of the time. I knew what I was being forced to do was wrong, but I had no support system. My family was fully enthralled in what I now know to be a cult. Christian school, church 3 times a week, volunteering, retreats, Teen nights and Bible studies took us all away from any chance of having a normal life. Even school was low in order of importance, as we really weren't meant for much more than housekeeping, childbearing. Everything must have been done with a smile, or I would be accused of having demonic attachments. And we lived according to whatever interpretations of the Bible the male elders of the church dictated. Some backstory. My maternal grandmother's family immigrated from Eastern Europe to the US before I was born. But a big rift happened with them, caused by my grandmother, the year I was born. So I never got to know them. My great-grandmother's husband died or ran out on my grandmother when my grandmother was very young. My grandfather died when my mother was 5 or 6. My father died when I was 5 or 6. I was told that their husband's dying was a curse from the old country. To my mother and grandmother, my father dying at only 32 was the culmination of that curse, as bad things always come in threes. I don't remember who told me this story, maybe my mother or grandmother, but it stuck with me since my early childhood. My grandmother and grandfather owned a house with a basement that was only accessible by an outside staircase. This was where the washing machine was kept. So every time my grandmother had to do laundry, she would have to go out in whatever weather, which was problematic in bad weather, or when the children were young. My grandfather eventually built a staircase in the back of the master bedroom closet that led down to the basement, so they no longer needed to go outside to get downstairs. Around 28 years of age, my grandfather died unexpectedly in that house. An assumed heart attack. My grandmother, a young widow with 2 daughters, was left poverty-stricken. One night, not long after my grandfather passed away, my grandmother awoke to see him standing in front of the master bedroom closet, the one with the staircase to the basement in it, adamantly pointing down to the basement before fading away. In shock, she ran over and opened the closet door to find smoke and flames. The furnace was on fire. She managed to get the fire out with little damage to the house, and thankfully no injuries. But she truly felt her late husband came back to save her and their daughters' lives. I don't know if these experiences broke her, or if she was broken long before. But my experiences with her were often terrifying and damaging. So much so, I still struggle nearly 4 decades after fleeing the family home. My grandmother suffered, and she took it upon herself to make others suffer as well, particularly me and my mother. At one point, when I was around 10 years old, Grandma showed up on our doorstep, uninvited, after having sold her house without telling us. She literally told us that Jesus told her to sell her house and that everything would be okay. My mum, always wanting the love of her mother, which was never forthcoming, allowed her to move in. Although our house was not exactly happy before Grandma moved in, it's fair to say the atmosphere definitely changed for the worse on her arrival. The verbal abuse was constant. I don't remember having many good days as a child, and sometimes I wonder how I survived. A few years later, she forced us to buy a larger house so she could have more room. We left what had been a lovely, bright home in a great neighbourhood for a large, old, oppressive building that had zero joy. I had vivid nightmares as a child, and I still occasionally have them as an adult. One of the worst happened when I was 8 years old. I was in my mother's car, by myself. A demon hag, vile-like creature, was trying to get in, cajoling me to open a window or door. The terror was palpable, and it felt like the nightmare was vividly real. I also knew in my heart of hearts, the creature was my grandmother, and she wanted to kill me. I woke up crying, knowing that my grandmother was out to hurt me, and no one could protect me. I couldn't tell my mother, who would only defend my grandmother, and I avoided my grandmother for weeks after that dream. And any time I had to deal with her, I'd done so with dread in my heart. Now let's have a quick break to talk to you about Policy Genius. It's September. It's back to school for many people. You start thinking of the year ahead. Will you get those work projects finished by the end of the year? And speaking of the end of the year, you have Thanksgiving, the holidays. They're all going to be upon us soon. Your brain is a whirlwind of plans, as it should be, because we're designed to survive by planning. But we don't plan that much when it comes to the end, i.e. when we're gone. It took me till last year to get life insurance for myself. And that's because life insurance felt a bit daunting, but Policy Genius makes this process a breeze. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. With Policy Genius's technology, you can compare quotes from America's top insurers in a few clicks and find your lowest price. And if you ever need help or guidance, they have an expert licensed support team to answer your questions, handle the paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the whole process. Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace for a reason. They don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, and their advice is unbiased. Everything else aside, the peace of mind you get from knowing your loved one's expenses are covered if anything happens to you is priceless. It's never too late to plan ahead, so head over to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see just how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Today's show is brought to you by Grundy's MD, MCT Wellness. And what MCTs, I hear you say? Well, an MCT is a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, it turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down excess fat in your body. And if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Well, Dr. Grundy, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. So by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch, one that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out the excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate that caloric bypass at home. And it's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is specifically designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy it, and what's more, it tastes incredible. So you get to enjoy a delicious drink and then watch as you start to feel slimmer and more energized. So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to grundymd.com/darkparanormal and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order, plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. So once more, that's grundymd.com/darkparanormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking at my grandmother, I knew logically I was looking at a withered old woman. But my spirit knew that she was dark. She was sucking me dry, manipulating my mother, and there was no escape. I had nightmares about my grandmother even before she moved in with us. When I was much younger, I dreamed that I was hiding in a large warehouse, piles of human bones around me. The bones were dry, with leathery bits of skin and hair stuck to them, dully clacking as I tried to climb up the back of a pile to hide, knowing that my life depended on it. Far beneath me, through the exit door, walked my grandmother in a dark cloak, staring into the pile of bones. I couldn't see her face, but I knew it was her. And I knew she was trying to find me. And then I would be nothing but bones. I hinted that my grandmother believed that Jesus spoke directly to her. He did things like tell her that I was possessed by the devil and was bringing harm to myself and the family. So I was moved to the basement of the house for safekeeping. Luckily, it wasn't a creepy basement, but I wasn't given any privacy. My mother and grandmother regularly went through my things and would throw away whatever they felt was inappropriate. Nothing was safe, least of all me. At one point, I was rearranging my room, so I moved my mattress off to the side, only to find folded up white handkerchiefs between the mattress and the box spring. I took them to my mother, asking why they were there. And she admitted that Grandma had asked some of the church leaders to come to the house and pray in my room. They agreed that I had a darkness attached to me, and so they anointed the room and the handkerchiefs with holy oil, placing them under my mattress as a way to bind me from doing evil. They brought strangers into my room. Yet another violation in a long string of offences. They tried to wear me down for years, to give in, to become the good little zombie girl who obeys her elders and cowers at her future husband. When my father first died, my mother would see him. Not just in the house, but when we were out and about. For example, we would turn a corner in a grocery store, and my mother would take off after what she thought was my father, calling out for him. She would follow men driving cars, repeatedly returning to places she'd seen him in the hopes of seeing him again. Her believing that my father was still alive was highly distressing as a young child. Why would he pretend to be dead? Did he actually leave us because my mother and grandmother were so difficult? I was in mourning and suffering from abandonment issues, and have always felt lame. I started sleepwalking, having no idea what happened the next day until my mother would tell me, irritated that I'd woken her up. Other times, my mother would tell me stories about things that had happened to me, things I didn't remember. To this day, I do not know if I forgot these things to keep my sanity, or if my mother was making things up to confuse and disturb me. Well, I escaped that house as fast as I could. I started couch surfing until I could afford an apartment of my own, and I saw my mother as little as possible after that, and my grandmother even less. I had no feelings of sadness when my grandmother died, and it wasn't much better when my mother died, because I know now that the darkness was in them, not in me. Anonymous. Well, thank you so much, Anonymous, for being brave enough to share such a traumatic story with us. I'm a Roman Catholic, and by Roman Catholic, I mean very lapsed and very non-practicing. That said, I'm very lucky that my only experiences with the religion I was born into have been positive ones. And although I do my very best to stay away from any sort of opinions on religion, especially on a public podcast, I do believe that the bulk of religions do follow the idea that being good is inherent to a good life. It's inherent to going to whatever version of the afterlife that religion involves. And I really struggle in my head with the idea that a group of grown adults can look at any religious text and translate that in a way that means it's okay in their minds to abuse someone. But in reality, it's worse than that because they believe they're doing it and it will please the deity that they're worshipping. Your experience was read today because it strongly reminded me of an experience that I'd heard prior. One I read in a book by the amazing Will Storr. In one small part of the book, he joins this demonologist, or alleged demonologist, after the demonologist was contacted by a woman who was terrified that her daughter had become possessed. When they turn up to investigate, she is telling them tales of experiences she's had with her daughter, all what she believes is evidence of possession. And during this investigatory discussion, the demonologist starts to believe the mother is the possessed one, not the daughter. The mother claims something demonic enters via the child's closet each night and possesses her. So Will, who is a skeptic, by the way, throws some holy salt by that closet door when no one's looking. When they return the next day, without going into spoiler territory, let's just say it's blatantly obvious which of the two is possessed. And I definitely believe, anonymous writer, that your grandmother, if not fully possessed, definitely at least had some sort of dark attachment with her. Because I have read stories from different religions, from different countries, where a demonic entity will attach itself to someone and make the religious community believe it's somebody else who is possessed. The reason they do this is so the demon can watch how they deal with the situation. It's very much the wolf in sheep's clothing scenario. And I can only say I'm so glad you got out of that situation when you did. So sincerely, thank you for sharing such a personal experience with us all. And thank you all for joining me here on this dark minisode. I'll speak to you again on Friday for episode 2 of season 17. And until then, stay safe and take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.